This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
All right. I'll do the intro, unless Morgan, you want to do it, since we're interviewing these two.
Yeah, I can do it.
All right. It's 422.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is show number 422, and we've got an awesome show for you guys. First, let me introduce who I've got here with me. First, it's the one, it's the only, Jimmy. How's it going, Jimmy?
What's happening?
Nothing much. We got a lot to talk about.
I'm very excited about this show because we're going to be talking to two other people who have experienced the Festival of the Arts this year, which this is the first year since the beginning of Festival of the Arts that I have not attended.
We get to live vicariously through them in the show.
Yes.
So we have also with us, we have Charlotte, our new Floridian.
I am the new Floridian, which means I get to pop into the festival whenever I feel like it. It's going great. I'm glad to be here. Happy to be with my nerds.
We also have Sam, who also has been to the festival. How's it going, Sam?
What is happening, guys? So happy to be here. And Jimmy, look, man, we know you didn't get the Festival of Arts, but come on. You got to pull some Disney stuff in there. Don't give me this, oh, I didn't get to go. You got to do some really cool stuff. So
definitely, you know, worth it. It's the first time I've been there, so I'm excited about that.
We pick and choose, right? That's all.
Well, I wish I could have done both.
Well, of course. And that's one of the things that you have to pick and choose as a Disney nerd. What do you want to do? What do you don't want to do? And I get it. And I missed the Festival of Arts a couple of times because of that kind of stuff. And but yes, Festival of the Arts 2022. You know what? The biggest thing that I noticed, we're getting closer to normal, if there is such a thing as normal.
That parade's coming back. That is a little bit of normalcy that we are all missing. So I'm really looking forward to the return of Festival of Fantasy and the other parades and other shows because they're getting ready for Fantasmic again. So exciting.
Yep. And of course, you guys can hear all of that or read all of that on the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. We did post those earlier today.
I love, by the way, the March 9th launch or the first day, because that's the anniversary of when it premiered back in 2014. I thought that was just kind of a cool connection. Make it for the 50th anniversary, do it on the same day that it came out. That to me was just a neat connection. And by the way, that Fantasmic, they didn't announce a date yet, but that's going to be cool because there's some new scenes coming, the Fantasmic in Florida, which are going to be awesome. And might sacrifice Pocahontas as part of it. But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I hope that they bring some of the Fantasmic from Disneyland that I got to see the last time I was out there that incorporated some pirates. And I thought that was amazing. So I really hope that they bring that to this Fantasmic.
So Festival of Fantasy is coming back.
Yep.
Does that mean the cavalcades are going away?
That's a good question. And that was not stated. What we did get is not only do we have Festival, Fantasmic is going to come back, but we also have a stage show again.
Yes.
Mickey's
with the new character.
Yep. Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair.
which is slightly different. We're getting Miguel in there from Coco, which was not part of the previous show. That's pretty cool.
So one of the things I did get to do while I was in Disneyland was go see PhilharMagic, which obviously we have that in Walt Disney World, but I hadn't seen it in Walt Disney World since they added Coco.
That'll be fun.
So we did it in Disneyland, and it was absolutely amazing. It fit right in.
It did.
So it was very exciting.
And that's actually cool, Jimmy, because I saw it in the same place in Disneyland. But what I'm most looking forward to is if you notice how bright it was because it was all digital, and that's what came to Florida.
It looks much, much better. So nice. Theater in Florida is much better.
Wow. Well, the theater in California is Muppet Vision, and it's clear when you go in there, and it's kind of sad.
Correct. And, you know, so the side projections and the stuff that's going on the side happens, like, actually, like, on the side of the wall up top. They, you know, like on the one in Florida, they lift that thing up and the whole screen expands and it's huge.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen in California, but you still get the whole thing. It was still very good.
It was good. It was good.
Now, I do just want to go back really quick because one thing I do want to clarify is Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair is actually only going to feature Frozen, Tangled, and The Princess and the Frog. Miguel from Coco is actually going to be in a Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade.
So that's another cavalcade. That was answering Jimmy's question, too. So we're getting a new cavalcade, and we're getting the parade, which is more like, it's almost like the Block Party Bash, though, isn't it? Is that kind of...
The photo actually kind of looks at it. If you go to thedisneynerdspodcast.com, so February 11th is when we're getting this cavalcade. And it says it's going to star nearly 30 of our favorite Disney and Pixar friends.
That's cool.
So.
That is cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Real quick before we get into the Festival of the Arts, another announcement came out recently is that Disney Cruise Line has announced they already do the Star Wars Day at Sea and the Marvel Day at Sea. And now they have announced they're going to be doing a Pixar Day at Sea.
That's kind of cool. That's cool.
Yeah, that's like something to look forward to. And that gears maybe towards some younger kids. And one last thing I want to ask Sam. Sam, and we don't have to go into details because we don't have any spoilers, but last episode of Book of Boba Fett, what is your
So I will be honest, I was out of town for work and did not watch episode 5 yet. I plan to do that after this. So nothing on Book of Boba Fett, but Jimmy, let's throw out there that there's a Womp Rat Radio in the works that we will be talking about at some point.
Absolutely. Okay. So stay tuned for that. And after you watch it tonight, Sam, shoot me a message just with like a two-word.
All right, I'll let you go.
Two-word reaction to the episode 5.
Cool. Look forward to it.
I was going to say, don't spoil it for me, guys. I'm binging the whole season. Right,
we won't do that.
Oh, no. You're going to get spoiled. I'm going to cut Sam a break because it's only, you know, it just came out yesterday. But
Yeah. Thank you. And I was out of town. I will be watching it. But no, Festival of Arts, man.
Let's talk festival.
This is a big deal this year. And this is a big deal this year because they brought back the Broadway singers. Which was missing last year, which to me is a big part of it.
It is. It's a huge part of Festival of the Arts. And they not only brought back Disney on Broadway, they brought back Disney on Broadway every day of the festival.
That's pretty awesome.
Super cool.
If you have never been to the Festival of the Arts, that's a big thing because it was only, I want to say, weekends that they were doing it before.
I think it was Friday through Monday. So they started on Friday and they went all the way through. So it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it was like the 4-day weekend.
And it was kind of covering the dead season. So if, you know, there's so many festivals that Epcot has. The Flower and Garden Festival lasts for so long. The Food and Wine Festival is longer than it's ever been. But that January to February season, there was nothing. And so this was the perfect addition to January and February. The holidays are done. We haven't moved into springtime for Flower and Garden yet, but it needed something. And with the amount of art that Disney has between still art, stage art, food art, this is the absolute perfect contribution to this time of year.
Yeah, and I think that even if for whatever reason you were never into the Broadway music, you never heard it or never, you know, just were exposed to it, this is a perfect way to experience it. And that might now make you think like, hey, when these traveling shows come, like I know Frozen is a traveling show, then Aladdin is a traveling show right now. If it comes to your town, you're like, now I've heard some of the songs, I want to go see that. Get your Disney fix while you're home by watching a Broadway show that's coming near you.
Yeah, and I mean, I think one of the things is that oftentimes there are songs in the Broadway show that are not in the
movies,
you know, so they add a lot of songs.
It happens all the time. I think that's a big piece of Disney on Broadway. And mm-hmm. and the thing that was cool about this year, there are six different performing duos, let's call it, which are two people sort of lumped together. And they mm-hmm. play 2 days and then somebody else for 2 days and then they come back. So over the course of the festival, there are six different pairs. And they're ending this thing with a really cool performance on February the 21st, which is going to combine four of those all together in one big epic finale, which is kind of neat in the way that they're approaching the series.
And yeah. a lot of these people have been in more than one musical, and so a lot of them have worked together. We talked before the show, and Charlotte was able to record it. The first weekend was Adam and Ariel Jacobs. And their brother and sister, and they both played in Aladdin at different times, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
And Adam was Simba as well in Lion King.
Yep.
Even cooler.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite, and that's why I actually requested Charlotte make a trip. I know she was. I had to twist her arm to get over the Festival of Arts.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Twist.
Yeah.
Twist.
I'm sure you bribed her and everything. You know?
Yeah. You had to pay me so much, you know, just to go to Epcot. Oh, what a drag.
But one thing I do think that's kind of cool when they do the Broadway shows is, like I said, we talked about Adam and Ariel Jacobs and saying they were from Aladdin. Well, they don't just perform songs from the shows they're known for. So people that were there didn't just get to listen to Aladdin songs during that whole performance. They got like a whole slew of Broadway music.
It was really great how they promoted other Broadway musicians. They would sing their songs or they would talk about them coming to the festival and to make sure we come back and see them perform. So that was it's very supportive. It's not, you know, you hear a lot in the music industry how everyone's out for each other. Well, in the Disney on Broadway music industry, they are there to support each other. And I love that.
I think you can definitely see that and see the relationships they have when they're up there performing together.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see them. They're just having fun. And that's what we want to see as guests is the performances, the performers enjoying what they're doing.
Sam, anything stand out to you this year?
At the festival in general?
Yeah.
So I'll tie a couple of things together. And I think this is kind of funny because I saw the second set of performances, which was Carrie Butler and Telly Lang. And one of the things that Carrie said, who was Belle for Beauty and the Beast, she came up on stage and goes, "So did everybody get their Figment popcorn bucket?" Which she did on the day that the first day that they were completely sold out and there were none of them. So there's definitely some interesting things going on in the Disney community. But I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. To wait 8 hours in line to buy a bucket as opposed to actually enjoying the festival, I'll spend 8 hours looking at art around World Showcase all day long, as opposed to standing in line for bucket. And you guys know that I love my popcorn buckets. So that's the obvious, oh boy, what's going on. So officially, the Disney word is they're not available currently, which to me, I don't know exactly what that means. In fact, I tried to drill into it a little bit with some of the Disney media representatives and asking, what does that mean? Are we going to get these again or are they sold out? Because when you say things like they're temporarily not available, that has people coming every day to see if you got them or not. Why don't you just say they're sold out if they're sold out? But the official word was, sorry, they're not available today. But that's okay because it saved me 8 hours standing in line. And instead, I enjoyed the festival, Jimmy, which is incredible as always. For me, straight to the Acme booth, which is the Star Wars stuff. But this year, there were two Acme booths. One was Star Wars, and one was Marvel. And Jimmy, I think you would have loved that Marvel.
I would have loved all of it.
That's exactly right.
Sounds like Sam spotted some Captain America prints in the Acme booth that he thinks Jimmy would just die over.
There were a lot of Captain America. There was, and just in general, I mean, you walk, the beauty of Festival of Arts to me is the merchandise. And it's not the Disney merchandise. The Disney merchandise is cool, but it's the artists all around World Showcase showing their art, where you can talk to the artists. They'll autograph or sign these things for you. And the art is spread out everywhere. And it's what this festival is all about. All of the other stuff to me is gravy. And there's so much of it, whether it is the kid activities, the chalk art, the festival merchandise, the entertainment, including not just Disney on Broadway, but you got Victor Espinola and his harp. You got Art Defying Gravity. You got things happening all over the place. Even Carol Stein over in England got into the festival by promoting some music and some composers, which is really cool. Festival of Arts is a great addition to World Showcase and Epcot.
Yep.
I agree.
And we do love Miss Carol, so it's cool that she's getting in on the celebration too.
She absolutely got in on the celebration. In fact, I recorded a little bit of her talking about composers, and they're really artists, and they absolutely are. Mm-hmm. And she compared some Sherman Brothers to some Alan Menken and went around the horn, and it was really cool. And, you know, every one of Carol Stein's sets is completely different.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome back to Sam's Disney Diary. I am here at the Epcot International Festival of the Arts 2022 with Jeremy Chase, who's been on the program before. Jeremy, there's this big Disney on Broadway event that happens as part of this festival back this year, and I hear you're part of the behind-the-scenes piece of
it. A little bit, yeah. Okay. So I agree. It is exciting that it's back. That's first and foremost. That, you know, live entertainment is back on stage, which is great for our guests. So I think one of the crown jewels of this festival is the Disney on Broadway concert series. Over the course of this 6-week festival, you know, the entire festival, there's actually 6 different shows that our guests can capture, that our guests can experience. And a multitude of Disney on Broadway shows like Aladdin, Lion King, Mary Poppins, Freaky Friday, just
Freaky
great
Friday, High School Musical?
High School Musical, The Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just great songs that a lot of our guests maybe only experience when they travel to New York City or see a show on tour. But, you know, we bring Broadway to Epcot, which is great for all of our guests.
And that is. So tell me a little bit about the evolution. I think for Festival of the Arts, are we in the 6th year now?
About
6 years.
I know we kind of don't think about last year and all that stuff.
I'm in the same boat. I get it.
So let's not think about it. This is the fifth. Showing of the concert of the Disney on Broadway concert.
Okay,
series.
So correct me if I'm wrong. When this started, that was just a weekend thing, and now it expanded every night. This has become a big piece of it versus
it is
that
a
weekend
big
bonus.
Piece. I think we found that this concert series really appeals to everyone that comes to Epcot.
Sure.
You know, if you're a music fan, if you're a Disney fan, if you love Disney music, if you love Broadway, if you love live bands, I mean, there's so many things that this concert series incorporates. It's great for the guest.
So how do you pick the show? How do you decide, okay, these are the guests that we're going to get. Here's who's going to come.
So we have a great partnership with Disney Theatrical in New York City, and we partner with them, and we work side by side, and we look at all of the Disney actors that have done Disney on Broadway shows. We see who's available. We look at all the shows that they've been in, and also try to pick some of those great fan favorites, those songs from Aladdin or Lion King that everyone knows. And we pair those songs with those actors and put that show together. And it, you know, it's magic. It works every time.
It is wonderful to have it back for 2022, because clearly that's something that was missing, and we all knew that, but it's back every night of the week.
and you check that schedule. I like that it's like two on, two off for the performers. Yeah. And over the course of that 6 weeks, how many different shows?
There are six different shows. Okay. So we have six different couples.
Okay.
And what's great is on February 21st, which Ooh. Is the last day of the festival.
Okay.
That evening we'll have all four performers for that series. So we'll have Michael James Scott, Kissy Simmons, Ashley Brown, and Josh Strickland. All four performers doing three shows total.
That's a lot of Lion King. Circle that date.
Yes.
That's going to be big. Yes. You guys heard it here first. That last date, it's like the grand finale.
Yes.
Just like from a fireworks point of view. You have there a grand finale plan. I love it, Jeremy. It is great to see you again. Thank you guys for hanging out with us for a little bit. And I hope you get down here to the Epcot International Festival of the Arts 2022 and check out that Disney on Broadway series back at the American Gardens Theater. We'll see you guys soon.
Which is the best. There's also these food booths that they talk about. So
there's food?
Cool. Yeah, there's food there too. There's these food studios, which are really good.
They Disney definitely likes their food booths. Those little food booths probably must make a lot of money.
I'm sure that they do, especially when you look at it. They also had something called Colorful Cuisine, which is, and by the way, Figment's Brush with the Masters, the scavenger hunt.
There was some great Figment merch. The Festival of the Arts this year really, really keyed in on Figment. And the so on top of the Figment bucket and then the festival merchandise that's keying in on Figment, I'm hoping that the powers that be recognize that we love our Figment. We love our Figment. Keep bringing us Figment. And instead of making that Figment popcorn bucket a one-time deal, put it at the popcorn stand right outside Imagination and let us get that Figment popcorn bucket any time of the year. Just change the strap from Festival of the Arts strap to something else. And let us, I think that now.
Charlotte, you're absolutely on, because when I looked at that popcorn bucket, the only thing that said Festival of Arts was the strap. Everything else is just Figment. So you can easily put a 50th anniversary strap on it. You can put an Epcot strap on it. You can do whatever. But
One thing that I thought about when I thought the same thing that you guys thought about is, think about a couple years ago when they did the Orange Bird Sipper Cup at, I think it was Flower and Garden, and every year it came back. So
that's right.
They could do that with the Figment popcorn bucket too.
That's exactly right.
They absolutely could.
I didn't see the strap close enough. I didn't look online enough, but I don't know if it said Festival of Arts 2022 or just said Festival of Arts. Maybe
it is dated and it has a 50th. Walt Disney World 50th logo on it.
All right, got it.
Right.
So and that's cool. But you know what? That was just a piece of it. So Epcot is still undergoing its transformation, especially in the front of that park. World Showcase is still absolutely amazing. The artists set up all over the place, the food booths everywhere. The expo itself moves all the way up to the test track area with the donut shop. There was also a lot of art outside of the creation shop or the old Mouse Gear, sort of on the test track side. Lots of stuff all the way up there. So it's definitely moving towards the front and lots of things coming at Epcot for certain.
Well, before we get too far away from food, let me ask you guys. What was your favorite thing that you guys ate at the festival? And Sam, you go first.
I get to go first. All right. There are some really cool things around the festival in the different booths. What I really liked the most was a trout that was grilled over near Mexico. And I'm looking in my little book to see if I can find it, but I thought that it was amazing. It was really good. I know there were a lot of people talking about the bone marrow over near Canada. I wasn't a huge fan, but the mushroom risotto was amazing.
And the risotto came with
the
bone
marrow? That was so good.
No, they were two separate plates.
Okay.
But it's kind of like you go to Canada and you get the filet and the soup. Now that you go to Canada, you get the bone marrow and the risotto. The risotto was amazing.
And Charlotte, what was your favorite?
So I know this is so basic, but the Pop Eats, where you actually could have gotten the Figment bucket, when it was there. Had food as well. And the tomato soup with the bacon, apple, and brie grilled cheese was so delicious. That's comfort food for me, as a grilled cheese and tomato soup. And after I had stood in line to get a popcorn bucket and they sold out on me, I'm like, well, I'm in line now. I need some comfort. And that tomato soup and the grilled cheese hit the spot. It was just so good. I agree with Sam that wild mushroom risotto was amazing. I loved it. And the, one other thing, I'm trying to look in my book and see.
Charlotte, that tomato soup, did that come with the can?
It did. It came with that cute little can, which is now a paperclip holder on my desk. It's so cute. Oh, I forgot. The smoky raspberry beverage at El Artista Hambriento in Mexico. Oh, so good. That is a Blanco tequila, rosemary, tigre mezcal, ginger cordial, lime juice, and rosemary. That was amazing. I love that. I could have one of those right now.
I need mobile ordering at some of these kiosks. That's what I need.
Agreed. The line can be way long. That's actually a great idea.
Because these food studios are amazing. And I think you could say this for any of the Epcot festivals. The food looks amazing. You look at it in your little suit, your little festival passport. But there's no time to get in all of these lines, especially when you get later in the evening and right. A lot of people show up.
Yeah, there's many times that I've been to a festival and I look at my book and I'm like, ooh, that looks good. Let me try that at this booth. Walk by the booth, the line's too long, and I keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Go to the next thing. That's why I missed a couple of the things Charlotte mentioned.
Mm-hmm. That's really common. I think that, and maybe that's something that will come out further for us, is the mobile ordering from the booths.
Yeah, because I mean, if you think about it, most booths have two lines already. In some way, like you'd be on the other side or side by side or whatever. So you just turn one of those lines into the mobile order pickup line.
Exactly.
It's possible. I think they're, you know, it's definitely on their list of things to address. It'll be interesting to see what happens as the Epcot transformation continues, because we still have that World Celebration area in Dreamers Point, where I think there's going to be some permanent food studios that will shift through these different festivals that are happening. And maybe that's where you put the mobile ordering. But it's got to be on somebody's list.
Yeah, it's got to be. Well, we've talked food. So, of course, now mm-hmm. we got to shop. So let's talk merchandise. Right. What was your guys' favorite merchandise items, whether you picked them up or not? And we're not counting the Figment popcorn bucket.
would you buy me, Sam?
What you know, I spent a lot of time in the actor studio looking at art, is what I did. And I mean, that's where I'm going to spend my money. As far as festival merchandise, there were a couple of cool pass holder shirts with Figment that I liked. There was a Figment cup as well. I forget who made the cup, but it was one of those Yeti style, but it wasn't a Yeti. And
it's Tervis.
Yeah, it's the one Tervis. With Figment's face like all over it. That's a yes. Tervis.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
It's Tervis.
I didn't get one, but that was something that I looked at. But there was a lot of art. I got to tell you, you just look around there, and whether you're looking for Mickey or whatever, there's so many things that will just inspire you to go, wow, that is cool. So for me, the merchandise is all about the art that the artists have, not necessarily Disney festival merchandise, but of course that festival merchandise is there. There's the pins, there's all that kind of stuff, but I'm looking at the art.
Yeah. And did you bring any art home?
I did not bring any art home this trip, believe it or not, because I didn't have any place to put it. It's so hard to travel with that stuff.
Running out of wall space at home, huh?
I've run out of wall space. That's done. So I got to take things down if I buy things, but there's some cool stuff.
Just recently, and this is off the topic of Festival of the Arts, but on topic of art, me and my daughter's boyfriend, Andrew, went to the Fan Expo, like the Comic Con here in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Dude, they're all kind of great, like Disney artists and Marvel and Star Wars artists and stuff like that. And they all sell, you know, those prints for, you know, saying like $30 or whatever.
Right.
And you know, I had the same conversation you were just talking about. It's like nowadays I have to like not buy anything for 3 years, save the money up and buy one nice piece for, you know, a couple $100, $300, $400. Because if I just keep buying all these $30, $40 pieces of art, I don't have any place to put them.
It's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I even had the same problem at a House of Mouse when me and Jimmy were there in November. Is you have all these great artists that are there and you want to buy pieces from them, whether, you know, it's just a print or regardless of size, and you're just scratching your head like, before I spend the money, where am I going to hang it?
Right. Yep.
That's the key.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how it would look on the ceiling. I think that's the point. Like, how strong are command strips? Like, can I put it on the ceiling right, and it's not going to fall on my head?
See, Sam has a basement, so he's got his own, like, his wife.
And I do have things on the ceiling in the basement, by the way.
So yeah, and you know, you got a basement that, you know, your wife really is like, hey, you do what you want in the basement. But, like, here, I have to, I got to make sure what I buy, my wife's going to let me hang it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. But there's plenty of, trust me, there are plenty of things at Festival of Arts that she's going to let you hang.
Yeah,
sure. Absolutely. That's, and look, about 4 or 5 years ago, I bought like the nice frame G Clay from Kevin John with the riverboat and Big Thunder in it. And that was $400, but I got a travel, I mean, a travel agent. I got a deep annual pass discount, so I got 20% off of it. Nice. So it's not that terribly expensive for a nice piece of art that's a limited edition signed piece of art, you know?
And he even signed the back of it,
did a whole artist drawing doodle.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the back of it, and signed it and personalized it to my family. And so it's so cool to go there and meet these artists and have them sign a piece of art, even if it is a print, just to put their signature on it means a lot.
It does, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
I did miss Kevin John this year.
He wasn't there this year.
Yeah, he's not going this year, unfortunately.
No,
he's moved to California, and with COVID, he hasn't gone the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I know it's noticeable though, because I love his art, and he makes such a good showing there at the festival. So hopefully, in another year or so, he'll be able to come back and visit us.
Well, I was also going to say one thing that I started thinking about once they started doing the Festival of the Arts and I've gone and I've gotten pieces of art is it's kind of sad to say I don't actually want to buy any Disney art unless it's at the festival, because I want that opportunity to meet that artist, have a conversation, have them sign the art that I'm purchasing from them. So it's almost kind of changed how I buy art at Disney.
I completely agree with you. It's kind of like between the Festival of Art and when I get a chance to go to like the D23 Expo, and you're in the big giant expo center where all the different artists and vendors are, and you get a chance to talk with them, it changes the way you feel about the art when you get a chance to meet the person who made that art.
It's true.
100% agree.
Oh, I mean, that personal connection means everything.
Definitely. I got a piece of art in the Wyland booth, which really wasn't Disney centric. It was more of Florida and the region. So the art that I got looks like maybe some Everglades with a heron and a sun setting. And so I just thought it was really pretty. It kind of made me think of Fort Wilderness out where the waters are and, you know, the moss and the big trees in the water. So even though it doesn't have Disney, you know, it doesn't scream Disney at you, I can look at it and see Disney in it. And that makes me love it even more.
There were quite a few booths, Charlotte, that you mentioned it, that weren't Disney focused. Like there was a pop culture booth that was nothing but pop culture. And the Wyland Gallery, you're absolutely on. There were a lot of things that, well, you could see Disney in it, but it wasn't. And I just thought that was really cool because it wasn't Mickey Mouse in your face. Of course, you could find that if you wanted to, but you could also find some really cool landscapes and things like that.
So there's a Weiland Galleries. There's a Weiland Galleries in downtown Disney and Disneyland, and there's also one in Disney World. It's at the Boardwalk.
Yep, exactly.
And I agree with what you said, Sam, because that's one of the reasons that I purchased the piece from Kevin John that I purchased a few years ago, because although it is Disney and you got the mountains in there from Thunder Mountain and you get the riverboat, but if you just walked in my house and you wasn't, and you knew nothing about Disney, it would just look like a picture of a riverboat.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's just, it's a cool print.
But, like it, but if you know Disney, then you're like, oh, that's Big Thunder Mountain. And that's,
yep,
you know, that's
exactly.
So that's what makes it so cool, that if you know it, you know it. If you don't, it's still just, it's still a cool painting, even though you understand the connection to Disney.
And I've even gotten pieces from the Festival of the Arts from an artist that I didn't even know what she did, but I got an Alice in Wonderland piece and she put Easter eggs in her art. So there's things from other movies that, unless you're a Disney fan, you know, you don't know to look for it, or you might be like, wait, what is that doing in an Alice in Wonderland photo? So like, that's one cool thing about, you discover new types of Disney art, like the not in your face stuff, like Kevin John does, which I honestly think that a lot of Kevin John's prints are very much not in your face. Cause I have a print that is, it's the castle, and it's, I think he did it at like sunset, cause it's, you've got the colors of the sky changing, but you just see like the top of Cinderella Castle with the woods, nothing else around it. And like, actually Jimmy and Charlotte were with me when I got it from, you know, we got it when Kevin John was there and got it signed. And it just, it spoke to me because it wasn't like, bam, there's the castle. It was like this understated piece of art of the castle. And that's like, that's one of the perks of the Arts Festival.
So, right. That, exactly, Morgan. And not just that, it's everybody listening. There is a piece of art somewhere there that's going to speak to you.
Yes,
absolutely.
And it might be the Mandalorian with the reflection of the stormtroopers on the skulls that spoke to me, or it could be the Captain America that's going to speak to Jimmy, or there's something for everyone. That's what is so awesome about Festival of Arts and why. And it might not be a Disney connection, like the connection Charlotte made. It could just be a couple of them were a window that you hang on a wall at the Weiland Gallery. It's a big window, and you're kind of looking out the window, and it's just a beach scene. And you just look at it and go, that's awesome. I need a place to hang that.
Morgan, and when you bought your print, Morgan, and we met him, it wasn't even Festival of the Arts.
No.
Like, it was for Flower and Garden, because he had his Figment piece that he did that was the signature piece for Flower and Garden that year.
Yeah.
And that's what he was at the art store in Epcot, which is no longer there.
What I have.
Yeah.
The art store at Epcot. I hope that's moving somewhere. It's got to be.
Yes, I hope so too.
I'm sure it is.
The construction's still going on up front. I mentioned that before. It's still not done, and I can't wait to see this when it's finished. Because, like I mentioned, there's going to be a change to some of the festivals. They're going to have some permanent festival booths when this is done, and I'm okay with that because they almost do today, but they just happen to be all around World Showcase.
Yeah. It's true.
And also, I feel like when the construction is gone, like, I always forget during all the festivals, the food booths over by Test Track. I always forget those.
Because
of the construction. Shop. Yes, the donut shop. But because of the construction,
box,
I don't think it.
The donut box.
And
I wish they'd add a corn dog castle.
Jimmy, you're knocking it exactly. So, dude, so we're going to digress for a second. The corn dog castle is at DCA, and it's awesome. Not as good as the red cart on the end of Main Street at Disneyland, although they say they're the exact same. Then at Disney World at Springs, there's a food truck that quote unquote is Disneyland corn dogs. It's not.
I believe that the ones at the Corn Dog Castle are the same ones that
they are, and I'm pretty sure they are. But I just like being on Main Street eating a corn dog.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But man, they need to put that in Epcot too. Oh.
So if you guys didn't know, Jimmy has just been to Disneyland.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. What did we have at the donut box? We had an inside out donut.
Yeah, that looks really good.
It does look good. And a chocolate donut that has really some cool things on top of it. And strawberry sugar, strawberry ice cream with fresh strawberry. Yeah, a strawberry thing that's got everything.
So, Charlie, your mission the next time you go to Epcot is go to the donut box and let us know which donuts are the best.
Okay, that sounds perfect. That sounds like a quest that I need to do within the next couple days.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. And
someone has to take one for the team.
There was one moment of disappointment as I walked around to the food booths, and that was at the refreshment outpost. Because I just can't. I love the refreshment outpost. They had that spicy hot dog for the longest time. And as I walked past this time, it's the plant-based bratwurst.
Yeah.
Now, look, some of this plant-based stuff is good, and I've had it. But I'm not going to wait in line at a festival to get the plant-based bratwurst.
On the other side, there are people that are either going completely plant-based or trying.
And I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it tastes great, but I just don't want to wait in line for that.
Yeah, I mean, if there wasn't a line, I might try it just to be like, okay, I've tried other plant-based stuff. I did have a small stint of trying to be vegan. That didn't last very long because then COVID hit. But anyway.
Yeah, that changes everything. I get it.
You know, I would try it if there wasn't a line just to try it, but
I would try it after I tried everything else at the festival. That'd be the only
Let's be real.
Let me try this.
You would not try it unless somebody lied to you and said it was real meat.
That's probably true.
Hold on. That is not necessarily true. I tried the vegan option at Docking Bay 7. I didn't order that. Kim had it and I tried it. It was okay. But I'm not going to order that. I'm not going to order fake meat when there's so many other options in Epcot during a festival.
I do got to tell you, there's one that looks good. And this goes back to our March Madness last year when we talked about the seasonal funnel cakes. How about a cherry blossom funnel cake with chocolate chip cake topped with cherry ice cream, rainbow whipped cream, chocolate chips, and a maraschino cherry. That's over in America at the
get in my belly.
And wait, you did try it?
I did not try it. I just noticed it. But this is why there was a line for funnel cakes. And I was, I tell you what gets my attention every time I walk past there.
Because it smells so good.
Exactly. That smells good. It turns out they were making the cherry blossom funnel cakes.
All right, Charlotte, add that to your list.
Hopefully you have
pen and paper.
I've got it right here.
Take a photo. We're living vicariously through you.
Yeah. I'll do it. I gotta have that. That sounds so good.
Maybe I should just call off work tomorrow and drive to Disney for the weekend, you know?
Please, come be with me.
I vote yes, you should.
Okay, Jimmy, give me your credit card information.
No.
You know, since I just live 10 minutes away from Epcot, you can just stay with me.
Oh, see, you guys make it too easy. You're making it too easy.
There you go.
Room secure. Let's go.
All right, guys, we've gone about an hour. By the time Ed edits this, we'll have about 15 minutes of good conversation. any final thoughts? Let's go around the table.
Final thought is that if you have never taken the time to come to the Epcot Festival of the Arts, because you're like, oh, it's just going to be like all the other festivals, it's not. Take the time. It is completely different than the other festivals. It's so good. It's so refreshing. It's a refreshing festival. And I enjoy it so much.
You know, I want to throw one thing out there because I know we spent a lot of time talking about the Disney on Broadway. I want to throw out the fact that this is a full day festival and there's lots of kids activities that happen as well. We didn't talk about the Animation Academy, which is just like we used to have over at Studios. They do that back in the daytime in the same theater where they're doing the Disney on Broadway. There's other areas where the kids can get involved. There's the Figment Brush with the Masters. There's Kids Chalk Art, where they actually give them some chalk and let them draw on the ground. The artful photo opportunities are still all around World Showcase. And the entertainment includes that Art Defying Gravity, the Victor Espinola. They do the art visual performance on the weekends, which is where an artist will paint a painting in front of you on stage while you're watching him that kind of dance to the music. So, and I think that's still Trevor Carlton doing that. I was there on a Thursday and they weren't doing it on that day of the week, but there's lots here to spend the day, take in the art, take in Epcot, sneak into Norway, do whatever you need to do with the kids. This is definitely a family function. So I wanted to throw out that out there too.
Completely and Trevor Carlton, we've got a video a couple of years ago when I went of him performing. So you can always look at that and see what you get to see when you go.
It's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We talked about Kevin John earlier. That's kind of how Kevin John became famous. Before he was a Disney artist, he would paint on the sidelines of football games.
That'd be nice.
Right.
Very nice. It's cool to watch. It really is. And you know what? Go grab yourself something from one of those food studios and make your way over. And it's pretty cool. The only thing I don't like about it is they put the stage where the best viewing of Harmonious is. But that's another conversation for another
time. Another time.
Morgan, final thought.
I mean, my thoughts of the Festival of the Arts is basically kind of just what Charlotte and Sam were saying. It truly is a event for all of your senses. It's art for all the senses. It's art for your eyes, it's art for your ears, and it's art for your mouth. Like, you have to go. Like, if you've never been before, you will discover parts of Disney and another aspect of Disney that you probably did not know that you enjoyed as much, which is the actual, like, the artistic part of it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. My final thought is, earlier Sam was talking about the donut box and mentioned some donut that had to do with Inside Out. And it made me think, well, while we're talking about Inside Out, did I tell you I had an angry dog at Disneyland?
Oh, yeah, baby. Love them.
It was pretty spicy. And let me tell you, what was the funniest part was there was another dog that was not so spicy that's called the Slightly Annoyed Dog.
Yeah, the Slightly Annoyed Dog's the standard hot dog.
Place. So that's pretty freaking clever that they get the angry dog and the slightly
the slightly annoyed dog.
Did you get the combo with the Cheeto hot fries or the
yes.
Got it. I that mean, makes it even spicier.
I did not eat the hot fries because I'd already eaten shawarma and I'd eaten a corn dog and then
this is a whole other show, Jimmy, that we gotta talk about later.
I was trying not to fill up on like chips that I could get at home, you know.
I completely understand. So the cool part they used prior to COVID on the side of where you got the angry dog, there used to be a bunch of pumps of different sauces that went from the mild all the way to the spiciest. Now they just have packets because of COVID. But I love that angry dog. Love it.
It was good.
Angry
it
dog
good.
And corn dog. I'm like, all right. And they're so close to each other, but I'm eating two hot dogs.
It was so good. So good. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining this week. I appreciate it. Nice to talk to you guys again. I feel like it's
absolutely.
Been, I feel like I haven't talked to everybody since like November, since the meetups. So
it feels that way.
Yeah. So I'm so glad to talk to you guys. And next week, I think we're gonna have a special guest, a Disney artist, on the podcast. So please tune in for that. All right. For myself, Sam, Charlotte, and Morgan, Quaharini.
Kongaloosh.
Just keep swimming.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.